B-Pod Studios.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going
to
be cool.
Yeah, brought to you by Shaw's. So shop Shaw's and earn 4x points on your purchase of $10 or more of fall savings items. Look for the tags and enter your phone number at checkout to earn points. Restrictions and exclusions apply. Visit Shaw's.com/rewards. LBF, what's cool?
The one trait happily married couples share.
Man, one trait.
It's pretty simple, too.
It's one simple trait. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to hear that. See if I can, you know... Check it off.
All right.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, Brian?
All right. Well, if you want to own a piece of 80s movie history, there's a house for sale that could be for you.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. Comes with a nice pool.
Okay.
Does anybody knock anymore?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, boy. Guess what Walmart's going to do this shopping season? One is not enough. Two is not enough. They're going to do this 3 times. This year.
Really?
For your shopping pleasure.
Okay.
That's coming up. Okay.
All right. So the one trait that all happily married couples share.
Man, I'm all ears.
They don't leave dirty dishes in the sink.
That's it? That's it.
Listen, this poll reports that couples who make it long-term pitch in on dish duty together. Sharing household chores may be just one of the keys
to a happier
marriage.
Sometimes they need to soak a little, okay?
Yeah. Oh, you're the
guy. Well, that's true.
Are you the guy? Brian, come on.
Just saying they need to soak. And sometimes I want to sit down.
My grandparents
would
wash the dishes together. Like, she would wash them and he would dry. It was like, and that was a nice thing.
That's nice.
They got divorced. I'm kidding.
No.
And they never got divorced.
No.
There are a couple other things, too, that make good manners a priority.
Mm.
Like saying please and thank you to each other.
Right.
They don't overshare online.
Mm.
They like trying new things.
Yeah.
And they don't mind a little PDA. I mind it, but they don't.
What? You don't like a PDA?
No.
At all?
No. It was funny because when Dave goes to grab my hand in public, I'm like, what are you doing?
Are you serious?
Isn't that messed up?
Yeah, that is.
It's messed up. Yeah. But I'm just saying it's like very it's very awkward
for me. I can't hold hands with Carolyn because her hands are too small. She feels engulfed in there. So it's a very brief,
Your big paws, Bob Bronson.
Get your hands off me, you big ape.
That's what she said. Stinking ape. Somehow we're still together.
That's really interesting. All right.
Look at her hands.
You wash the dishes, I guess.
I look at little Carolyn.
It's from all those dishes.
Oh, boy. All right.
I have big hands.
Who doesn't...
Congratulations, Bob.
Who doesn't remember this scene?
Oh, it's the best.
I'm Brad. You know how cute I always thought you were.
I'll wait just a minute. Did anybody knock anymore?
The house from Fast Times at Ridgemont High, where that scene took place and they filmed a bunch of the scenes from the movie, is now on the market. It's out in West Hills, Southern California. It's only $740,000.
It's a dump.
Yeah, it is. It's a
That's a flipper flop.
3-bed, 2-bath, 1,200 square feet. It does still have the pool.
Although
they built a deck that seems to block the view from the bathroom, and it does not come with Phoebe Cates. But, you know, if you want to look for it, it still looks very, it's definitely a fixer-upper.
But think about that. 1,200 square feet is not a lot, right?
No, but California.
California.
That's true. 1,200 for seven. That's expensive.
Yeah, it's a cute little house. Needs a lot of updating.
It's
flip-flop
house.
Pretty good. So if you're interested in moving out there and getting them a nice movie house, there
just
you go.
Just the perfect song for that scene, too. Moving in stereo, the cars. Okay, finally, Walmart doesn't want its annual Black Friday stampede this year. You see it every Black Friday. The video comes out. People are insane.
Yeah, I know.
Well, they get trampled. And, of course, this year, the COVID. So their plan is holding 3 Black Fridays in their stores instead. A little smaller, more socially distant stampede.
3 times
the opportunity.
Work. Yeah. To get in fights and get infected.
Right. So hard to trample someone from 6 feet away.
Yeah, I know.
Black Friday will be November 7th, 14th, and their annual on Friday, and then the 27th. What? That seems like 4. But anyway, there's a lot. Every Friday's Black Friday.
I think
November.
That should be, like, the Black Friday thing should be just not happening because of COVID. Because every year I get so depressed watching these people. You,
from home, right?
Yeah. You don't go.
No. I watch the news roll.
Coming up next, this is the most amazing story of survival that you've never heard.
Right?
Isn't it? We're going to tell you a story about a 17-year-old girl who fell from the sky.
Yeah.
And lived to tell about it.
I've never heard it, which is amazing.
Amazing story next. You don't want to miss this coming up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.